cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe. Cellar dwellers got the energy, yeah. You can subscribe to our vibe.
Dweller Talk with the freaker from your speaker, Go-Go McSprinkles.
Hello, my lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Dweller Talk podcast, where we talk about all things Keller Williams and his music. So I have to make a confession. I did a horrible, horrible thing. I recorded this episode way back in May with Chris Tennyson and then promptly forgot about it, apparently. I, for some reason, thought I uploaded it and it was in the list. And a couple weeks ago, Chris messaged me and was like, hey, did we record a podcast episode? And I was like, yeah. And lo and behold, it wasn't uploaded. So thankfully, I found the file. I still had the raw footage, and I'm making amends by getting this posted as the next episode. So if I had a trophy for the kindest, sweetest, most patient dweller that existed, I would give it to Chris. So without further ado, here's the long-awaited interview. Oh, I hear you.
Oh, cool. Cool.
All right. The sound's really good, actually. It's better than any of the microphones you had earlier.
Oh, God. Dude, what a pain in the ass, dude.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that's the worst part of this. It's like everybody's willing to do the interviews. The interviews are so much fun. Mm-hmm. But setting them up in a way that works is an absolute nightmare. It's like part of me just wants to mail a microphone to all my interviewees and be like, here, plug this into your computer and get this pair of headphones, you know, like exactly the setup I have works so well. And it's like, I wish everyone else had the same setup I had. And I just happen to have this shit. This is my work headset. And
oh, really?
A friend of mine, we did a podcast a couple years ago and we bought the equipment and she just was like done one day. She's like, I'm done. So she's like, here, you can have this. So I've had this sitting in my basement for like, oh my God, at least 2 years. And I'm like, I really do want a podcast. I've been trying to come up with a Keller podcast literally since like 2018. And I'm like, someday I'm going to figure it out. Yeah, I've been holding on to these ideas. Oh my God. So I'm really excited about this. So I love doing it, but getting it set up like this is so awkward. And like that interview with PJ, I mean, that was the best we could come up with, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
I should have had him.
Man.
I made it kind of work, but it was still not that great. But like the things I've learned since that episode, I'm like, oh my God, I was a freaking idiot back then. Back like 3 weeks ago. So that's what's really funny. It's like I'm just kind of learning as I go, and I like accidentally am like a genius at this.
that works. Oh yeah.
Exactly. So, and I get really stoned right before the call, so that helps too.
Can I get stoned during the call?
I would love that if you're comfortable with that. This is one of those things where whatever you're comfortable putting into the interview, I will put into the podcast.
Honestly, I'm pretty open, and it's kind of hard to offend me, and I'm not worried about anything. So
good. Awesome. All right, good sir. So first, I apologize for this uncomfortable question, but I have to ask.
Okay.
How do you officially pronounce your last name?
It's Tennyson.
Tennyson.
Like Tennyson would have been like a great way to fucking spell it.
Tennyson.
Yeah.
Okay. Tennyson.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to ask before I introduced you. Tennyson.
Dude, you know, like early on in the Stellar shows, like I don't know, it was like 10, 15 episodes in or something. I emailed him. I was like, hey, dude. I was like, it's cool. Everybody's fucked it up my whole life.
Exactly. This isn't the first time, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of why I asked, because I knew there was an official spelling and I knew that common assumption would be wrong, because if Keller was getting it wrong, most of us are probably going to get it wrong too. So I wanted to ask.
Oh, dude. It's okay, man. It's okay.
Yeah. So I'm here with Chris Tennyson, and we're just going to have a nice little chat here. Already forgetting where I was going with my stories. Okay, maybe I should get my cheat sheet up, because this might be a long interview.
Hey, That's all right.
Alrighty. Okay. So let's get to know Chris a little bit. So Chris, for your stage name, do you ever regret using your name? Like, do you wish you could have made up some kind of fun name?
Dude, I kind of do, but I'm bad at doing that. Yeah, so I'm good with it, you know? I'm good with it.
Nice. That's funny. All right. Well, what kind of things do you do outside of watching cellar shows and chatting with us dwellers?
I go hiking. I ride my bike a lot. Ooh. That's something I never did when I was in Arkansas in the South period. But since I moved out here, like I go hiking, I bike a lot, do tie-dye a lot. Honestly, since we've like turned the tie-dye shop off a few weeks ago, I've just like thrown myself into like writing songs. Like,
oh,
I've like thrown myself into it. It's all I've been doing.
Nice.
And I've been so happy because of it.
Wow. That's awesome. I love it. I have to admit, man. I have one of your tie-dyes and I use it every time I bake. I have it right here over my chair.
Dude, I wonder what you used it for.
I've used it. I've made a couple batches of butterscotch cupcakes. That's my go-to item.
Nice.
And I just made a batch last week and I always get started. And then as soon as I make a mess on my shirt, I'm like, oh shit, my apron. So I haven't quite gotten the habit of wearing it before I make the mess, but I eventually remember. And then I have such a blast dancing in my kitchen with my tie-dye apron on. And it's special because it's not just a random apron. It's an apron from a friend. So I get excited every time I bake now because of you. Anyway, okay. So let's talk a little bit about what your life was like before the first time you heard Keller. Paint me a picture of your pre-Keller self.
Still am, you know, 100% 90s grunge kid, man.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I was in. I started playing guitars around 14, man, and I was in a band, and we did. We wrote our own songs, and we played tons of Nirvana covers. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Big into Tool. Still am. I'm still into. I'm still into all that, dude. I really am. I just love Keller too now.
Nice. You're just expanding your repertoire.
Yes.
That's awesome. Do you ever play Keller's music on the guitar?
Dude, I've just recently started learning some Keller covers.
Ooh.
They're the most challenging shit. Oh my God.
Wow.
But it's fun. They are. But it's fun.
Nice.
It's just fun trying to figure it out.
See.
I mean, any song.
Yeah. I've never really had an interest in music until I found Keller. And now I'm curious. I'm like, well, what is he really doing when he's playing his guitar all funky? Like, there's almost a science behind what's going on musically. And it's like, it kind of fascinates me. And it's kind of like, we were actually talking this weekend about maybe getting a guitar because he's been interested in playing. And I'm like, I kind of want to learn more about it just because it seems like it's something crazy and fun to learn. So I'm a little jealous that you're getting to try that out. All right. So we have a little picture there of Mr. Chris before Keller. Do you remember the first time you heard Keller's music?
I do.
Oh, good.
So before we moved out here, we lived in the Ozarks, like North Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of friends that would go up to Camp Zoe.
Oh.
Before it got busted.
Yeah.
DEA and the IRS and the FBI and the ATF, well, they ended this short ballad of Camp Zoe.
Yeah, and they came back, some of them with just some burnt CDs of just seriously just random hippie music, dude. And there was a live Ninja of Love on there. Ah.
I'm a ninja. Well, I'm a ninja. I can silently sneak through your halls. I'm a ninja. With great ease, I can scale your walls. I'm a ninja. I can leap from the ground to the middle of your tree. I'm a ninja.
And that's the first Keller song I ever heard.
Nice. That's awesome. Oh, that moment, it sticks with you. It's intense. I love it.
Dude, it does. Like I ended up getting some more CDs from them because, I mean, my friends never missed one of those Camp Zoe fucking things, dude. Mm-hmm. I never went myself.
Yeah.
But they always did. And And yeah, so I ended up getting more CDs, and I tell them, dude, yes, I want some Keller.
Nice. Like it's a drug or something. You got any more of that Keller?
Yeah, right.
That's awesome. Oh, that's pretty cool.
But yeah, I even have, Carmen gave me a Christmas, a little Ninja of Love pin. Mm-hmm. I have it on my hat, and I'm like, yes, I love
it. That's really cool. So after that first moment, when you first heard Keller's music, how did things change for you as far as your appreciation of music?
It just became greater.
Nice. It changes.
Yeah, it just became greater.
Yeah, it changes your perspective on music. It's like when you hear music that's made with such passion and excitement and love in it, it's like other music seems kind of boring. Like I kind of had to reevaluate my musical tastes. I'm like, oh, everything seems so empty. I don't know. Like I could go on for hours. I'm just babbling, but
I agree with you.
You feel it.
I agree with you.
It's like you crave to be moved to feel from music, and it's like not every song moves you like that. It's intense. So anyway, where was it?
Yeah, yes.
So let's talk a little bit about COVID and the Cellar episodes. So how did COVID personally affect you?
I'm running pharmacy. It turned my life upside down.
Wow. Oh, I bet.
It turned our lives completely upside down. Dude, it's a good thing I've like been a vendor at festivals, you know, mm-hmm. because at first when everybody closed their doors, this is no shit, dude. I built a little barricade. I had pictures.
Oh my
and
God.
I did exactly what I would do at a festival, selling tie-dye in front of the pharmacy. Like,
oh my God. Oh, wow.
Dude, I told my boss that I was like, dude, you better be glad I know how to vend a festival.
Oh my God. That is so cute. Your hippie skills paid off. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
I love
it. We had like a big table with Tylenol and like anything, all that shit you can think of, like on a table. Like, yeah.
Oh my God. That's funny.
Dude, it's amazing. Even with a barricade there, it's no shit. Even with a barricade there, there was still like just the absent minded people that were just like, oh, I'm going to walk, pick the table up, move it.
Oh my God.
Go on. Yeah,
like, what the hell?
I'm like, you can't come in here right now, dude.
Wow. People are crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It was,
yeah.
Dude, it was pretty fun.
Wow. That's a pretty crazy story. Holy cow.
Yeah, yeah, we did that.
So how did the Cellar episodes help you get through COVID?
Every Monday and Wednesday. I know they cut out Mondays, mm-hmm. but every Monday and Wednesday at first, dude, I was, dude, like, I woke up and that's what I was looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh my God, yeah.
Actually, every Cellar episode, actually, I woke up and that's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm.
It was the highlight at the end of the day. Yep.
Yeah. I'd even tell everybody at work, what you doing tonight, Chris? I got a Cellar episode, man. I'd be like doing this shit, like dancing. Like,
I was like, oh, mommy gets the night off. It's Keller night. Like, I got out of bedtime duty for Mondays and Wednesdays so I could come in here, because they usually go to bed by 9:30, so it's like I didn't want to miss the first half hour. And I tried watching the show while I was putting them to bed, but they'd get too distracted. They would get in the chat window and start chatting with everybody, and I'm like, hey, you're gonna make me look bad. So I couldn't do it while I was putting them to bed. So yeah, we negotiated, yeah. And I got those nights off. So yeah, it was like, mommy's off the clock, it's Keller night.
Nice.
So
nice.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. Alrighty. So do you have a favorite Cellar moment that stands out among the rest? I know there's so many. It's so hard to pick.
Dude, there's so many.
There are.
You know, there is. I won't lie to you. There's one night that and actually this is what made me go ahead and try to cover the song Stargate.
Ooh.
I'd requested Stargate and Keller fucking did it in the Purple Room.
Chris Tennyson with the badass tie-dyes, yes. Oh, Chris has got skills, yeah.
And I don't know, dude. I was so happy that he was doing it. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I'm like, I'm sitting there, I'm watching it, and like a couple tears roll down.
Oh my God.
It was so beautiful to me.
And they lived crash.
And
that's amazing.
And then I had to learn it. I was like, I have to, dude.
Wow, that's a hell of a story. So how are you coming along with it?
It'll never be perfect because I can never play like Keller, but I'm happy with it.
Good. That was kind of all I was looking for. I just wanted to see if you were enjoying yourself, because that should be at the end of the day.
Very much so. Yeah,
that's awesome. All right, sir. So have you ever met Keller in person?
Negatory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I've been pretty close. I've been pretty close at a show, but never actually, no. Mm-hmm.
It's something you have to work for. Let me tell you what. Like,
yeah.
I've turned it into my hobby. It's like, how many times can I get myself in front of this man like a creep? And if I sit back and relax, it'll never happen. But it's like, if I make it my mission, then I can try and guarantee it'll happen. And it's like, I kind of like having that power. It's like, how hard do you want this, Go-Go? You know, like that kind of thing. And I'm like,
yeah.
Even if I get 10 seconds of his time, it's a 10-second win in my book.
Hey, dude, I feel you.
So, yeah, you just keep trying, keep pushing your way to the entrance of the artist area. That's what I do. I'm like, I'll hang out by this gate, and at some point, either him or Lou is going to be within earshot. And that's what I do.
Dude.
Like a weirdo. But
I have met, okay, I've met Lou.
Oh.
Only because I was hanging out with Locke at Beaver Creek, and
no way.
And Locke had his microphone set up right there at the sound booth.
Oh wow.
And stuff. So that's where we were hanging, and Lou was right there. And so I met Lou.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
I met Lou a couple times.
Yeah.
I like me.
So when did you first meet Locke? Let's go down that avenue.
Through the cellar. Through Discord, Yonder Mountain. It was really early into the pandemic. I think it was like around this time last year.
Uh-huh.
And Yonder Mountain was playing their first show since the pandemic.
Oh.
Up at the Terry Bison Ranch in Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a drive-in theater type deal. So yeah, I drove up to Cheyenne. Locke came over from Steamboat, and we just kind of hooked up in Cheyenne and went down.
Oh, that's awesome. Was the show pretty good?
Dude, the show was amazing.
Oh,
I love seeing Yonder Mountain anytime, but
yeah.
But yes, it was a very great show. Yes.
Oh wow, that's awesome. You've met other dwellers though since then, haven't you?
Yep, I met Dex and Smelly Dog and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it! Am I forgetting something? I'm a stoner, dude. I forget.
If there's more than three people, they all kind of blend together.
Chuck was there, but he wasn't. He's not really. He was not. He's still a cool dude. I like him.
But that was at Red Rocks recently, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, dude. Oh, actually, you know, up in Cheyenne at the Yonder Mountain show, Locke let me wear one of his Cellar Dweller shirts
because
mine hadn't come from District Lines yet.
Oh.
And anyway,
it probably still hasn't come yet. I just had to get a dig in there.
I just.
Okay. So anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There were two dwellers there, but no, I did meet there. Freaker 420. Was there with another dude. Yes, because they saw the shirt and they were like, hey man, what's up?
I think those shirts are so awesome. I haven't had anybody come up to me yet, but I wear my shirt with pride. I'm like, someone someday is going to recognize this.
Yeah.
Although I wear my my Ella tie-dye shirt. I had Ella sign one shoulder, and I had Keller sign the other shoulder up at Goochland. And I'm like, I wear it all the time, and I'm like, someone's going to ask me about these names on here. And I like wear it every day, and nobody asks me. And I'm like, someday someone's going to say, did you meet Keller and have him sign your shirt? And I'm like, and his daughter. I'm waiting for that day. It's going to be epic.
It's going to happen. It'll happen. I promise.
Yes. Yes. You just have to be patient. Oh my God. Shirts. Yes. The dweller shirts. I'm really excited to wear those every time I travel. I'm definitely going to be traveling more for shows. I figured if I can fly down to Florida, I can do anything. So it's just a matter of money at this point.
Dude, it really is.
So what about you?
I would love to come out there and get some of that East Coast love you guys get from Keller. That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Yeah, I've been to Virginia shows a lot more recently, and it's like the vibe in Virginia is way better than we get in PA. Like,
wow.
I don't know. There's something about being in his home state that, I don't know, vibes him up or vibes me up or vibes the air up. But it's really awesome to see him play in Virginia. I would travel pretty much across Virginia. It's awesome. So, yeah, I would recommend coming to Virginia sometime. And PA, of course.
Sorry.
Not a problem.
Believe me, I want to.
Someday. Actually, I really want to come out. At some point, I want to see Keller at Red Rocks. That's my one of my top bucket list items. I'm like, it's just something I have to do. I knew about Red Rocks way before I knew about Keller. And I figure it was epic before I was into the jam band scene. It's epic in the real world.
Yeah.
It's epic in the mainstream music. So
yeah,
having epic Keller music and epic stage, I just think that would be epic. So it is my goal to come out there. So maybe that's when we shall jam in person together.
Hey, dude, it's going to happen.
It is. Yes. And then somebody's going to ask me about my shirt while I'm there. That's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen. Like somebody's plus one, like not a dweller.
Yeah. That's what I need. I need someone's plus one to ask me about the shirt. <There you go. laughs> Oh my. Well, speaking of plus ones, have you introduced any new people to Keller throughout your life?
I am so glad you asked that, dude. I try to spread Keller. I try to spread Keller to everybody, dude. You know what I've been doing? You know what I'm doing at the pharmacy before we open?
What?
I've added the Raw album to the Pandora playlist.
Oh.
So we get there at like 8:30, mm-hmm. and I just hit click, and it starts, and it plays the album before we open.
That's awesome. Oh my God. Does anybody grumble or complain?
Actually, they're like, Chris, turn this hippie music off.
That's what I get when I try to play it at work. They're like, what is this, Carrie? What is this? The one time they were into it, I don't remember what they were playing, what song it was. And then they were really like, oh, this is nice. And then he played the mouth flugel and they just lost it. They're like, okay, now this is weird. And I'm like, all right, well, thank you for listening. They just don't have that sense of humor in their lives, I guess. Some people, I don't know, don't think it's funny. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
So does it ever stick? Like, does anybody watch the shows with you or go see live music with you?
No. I fly solo.
Yeah, that's how it usually is for me. I always kind of think of myself as, when he sings about the dubstep, it's like...
I know who likes the dubstep. When I go to shows, I go alone.
That's kind of me with Keller's music. I'm kind of alone and I don't have anybody to take with me, and it's like, it's just how you do, but it works.
Yeah. Dude, Camille's cousin was here just a couple of days ago, mm-hmm. with her kid, he's like, I don't know, 15, 16. This little hippie motherfucker, dude, let me tell you, he's good company. We sat right here the other night, and he's jamming out all these Grateful Dead covers. He's like,
oh.
15 or 16, dude. He's like, I'm going, holy shit. But I, of course I was like, dude, you should listen to Keller. And they were like, he was like, I've heard of Keller. I was like, you should listen to Keller.
Yeah. You should really listen.
You should listen to Keller. But yeah, we sat here and actually I ended up playing like one of my original songs.
Oh, wow.
And I got a djembe. I was like, here, play the drums, dude.
Oh, wow.
And like, he looked at me like I was crazy. He was like, this dude, like, it made me play.
Oh, that's awesome. That sounds like a really great moment, like a really good experience. I love it.
Dude, Dude, I've been trying to like just that's what I'm trying to do. Just play guitar, just like be happy. Mm-hmm. God damn, dude. Like, you get to a point, it's like you gotta be happy.
Yep. Yep. Money's not worth anything if you don't have happiness. It's more important to be happy.
Exactly. Yep.
It's hard to live in a world though that depends on money and have that mentality.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
It really
is. We make it work though.
Yes.
All right, sir. Do you have any additional Keller stories or anything else you would like to share before we wrap up?
I did have a Keller moment.
Ooh.
I think that was in your email. Mm-hmm. I didn't actually meet Keller, but I did get to meet Mosley. String Cheese, is that in there? He's a bass player.
Yeah, he did that band Mosley, Drool and Sype.
Okay, so right before the pandemic, the last show that I saw was Keller up in Netherland, at the Caribou Room.
Oh.
Which is where you could like reach out and grab his foot
if you really wanted to.
But I saw, if you wanted to, yeah, you do. But so I'd seen Keller before at Grateful Grass, and I recognized Mosley. I was like, that dude, I could see him across the crowd.
Oh wow!
I told Camille, I was like, look, because she went to Grateful Grass with me, and I was like, look, dude, I was like, he was there.
Oh wow!
I was like, I can't remember who he is, and she's like. Whatever. So Keller does his first set, takes break, she goes to the bathroom, and this dude taps me on the shoulder, and I turn around, and it was him, and he was like, can I get in here? Because I'm like right on the stage.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, yeah. And I looked at him, I was like, dude, I couldn't remember who the fuck he was, dude. And I was like, I looked at him, I was like, dude, what's your name? He goes, Keith. And then he jumps on the stage and goes backstage.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, that was him.
Oh, my God. That's insane. Wow.
So then, once Keller comes back on stage, he comes too, and they jam for like 30 minutes, like up there.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That's the closest to fame Chris has got.
That's pretty darn cool. like, I like that you just kind of happened to stumble upon that, like. You know, you didn't have to like stand there like a creep for half an hour to make it happen. Like it was more natural through the course of the world. I like that. I'm a little jealous. That's really awesome.
Fun fact. Dude, it was cool. Fun fact. I think Camille got peed on at that show.
Oh my God. I wasn't expecting you to go to there. I'm sorry to hear that, Camille.
She didn't tell me till afterwards. There was a big tall guy. He was fucked up and he was rocking out, dude. And like, yeah, after the show she said he just like peed right there. Like on the floor.
Oh my God.
I was like, why didn't you say something?
Oh my God.
Like she said nothing.
I would have,
dude, you should have like no way.
Oh my. That's crazy. Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh, dude. That was the last show before COVID.
What a way to end it. Oh, wow. That's so gross.
I know, right? I know. It makes me fucking like, it gives me like kind of my hair stands up.
Yeah. It takes all kinds, I guess. Alrighty, sir. So I think that's all the questions I have for you today. So we can go ahead and wrap it up. So, here's where it's hard because I don't know how to officially end the podcast interview. So I don't know what to say. So I guess I could thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't have a script.
I thank you. Thank you,
yeah, Gogo. You're quite welcome. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
I really appreciate that you took time to do this with me. I really had a good time chatting with you. And
likewise.
You have a good day, sir.
You too. I'm sure I'll see you on chat tomorrow.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll be in the Discord. All right. Talk to you later.
Oh yeah, me too.
Bye-bye. Bye. So So for today's random Keller jam, I decided to play a song of Keller's that I really, really, really love. And it's been around for a really, really, really long time. I've never heard it on an album, but I think it would make a great song for an album. It's called Sideways Tree. He played it in the cellar. I had requested it along with apparently Chris and Priscilla. And here's a brief introduction to what he said about it.
The first song I started with, you know, way back there in the purple room, it was called Sideways Tree. It was written by me and Nathan Moore on the vocals. I think that was probably 1991 that we sat down and wrote that song. If you listen to the words, if you look at them as they're written down, like I did in the past couple days, you see, that song has been requested for the past couple months as I've been doing this thing. Today it was requested from the Go-Go McSprinkles, but many months ago it was requested from Chris and Priscilla way up in Seattle, yo, yeah, yeah.
I decided I was going to start announcing who the next week episode is, just for funsies. I don't know, something new. So, for next week's episode, it is the one and only Locke McShane. Stay tuned for that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go smoke some pot and go for a hike with some friends in the woods. Peace, love, and K-Dub.
Step over step, the mind is overhead. You lose your thought, but you could get wet. The concentration seems to overwhelm my mind as the conversation begins with this sideways tree. Huh?
transition points. Can't scope the fine line. The river for the longest touch. Scattered dreams. Trapeze are the father. Scoop up the lightning.